we are at the beginning of another Lent, but at least we are able to gather together this year. We thought we had been through enough with COVID, and then we saw trees and buildings damaged by storms, reminding us how fragile our planet is and our infrastructure. Then the war broke out, and the havoc to communities in Ukraine. And the cost is always greatest to those who have least, the poor and the powerless. And these are the themes of Lent, writ large and playing out across the globe. We can learn and grow so much if we are faithful to them, walking with Christ through Lent to Holy Week and Good Friday, because the power of Jesus' death and resurrection springs fresh every Easter. But we must walk with Christ first. It all begs so many big questions. Why and how could Jesus even think of going through all of that, let alone submitting to it? And all the while he prepares, he builds and he bonds his own community. He goes on teaching, even though they don't understand. He trusts in God, and he's looking to our future. All of this for us and for people like us in different places and different times. During Lent, we have the chance to get real. We see how taking pride in our strengths makes us careless of the damage we inflict. Lent encourages us not to turn a blind eye, to gloss over it, but to own up and repent. And this year, we watch how lust for power plays out on the world stage. Covert corruption morphs into oppression and violence. And for us, the penny drops. We see the cost of bystanding, standing by, accepting that it's just the way the world works. It never seemed dramatic enough to call it out. The right moment never came. But at some point, as we see in the world and as we see in our reading, evil takes off its disguise. Unmasked, we see it for what it is. Its power and its potential are all too evident. And very late in the day, we realise how slow and foolish we have been. We are. And we repent. The invasion of Ukraine means that it feels frighteningly close. We have somehow taken for granted that governments didn't do that sort of thing anymore, especially in or near Europe. We might not be totally accountable for how world leaders act, of course we're not, but we have been slow to realise that the temptation for a comfortable and quiet life led us to collude with what we wanted to hear and see. We ignored any niggling disquiet in our souls. But this Lent, we might try to be brave, try to stand undefended before our God. Because otherwise, we cannot commit to the discipline of amendment of life, which can and should follow. We aim to let the fig leaf excuses go. They are flimsy, these yes buts. And I never really meant it, especially in a time of war and in the presence of our God. People know they have to dig deep, do whatever they must to protect all that they love. If they come through, they must be able to live with themselves. For them, the only way out is through. And perhaps we can only grow spiritually as individuals, as communities, if we truly understand that. Today's gospel reading shows us all of this. Jesus is physically exhausted and famished. First, he is tempted with the offer of bread, very basic food, and seemingly for free. And he is so hungry. But Jesus is living in solidarity with the poor. And the poor don't get to choose anything very much. Certainly not to magic a loaf from a stone. And if that's only for Jesus, where does that leave the needy? If he's so uniquely special that he gets stuff they can't dream of, how can he be taken seriously about being one of them? Because he's proved he's not, if he does that. He is less a friend of the poor and more a charismatic megastar. And we have perhaps seen how some of them behave. Secondly, he has the tempting offer of worldly power, authority, kingship. The only price is to worship the one who provides it. You would be an all-powerful monarch, and you only want the best for everyone. What can possibly go wrong? But the road to justice and peace is rocky. As a monarch, you would want to stay in power, to make it happen. Who wouldn't perhaps throw their weight about a bit for a good outcome? Surely the ends would justify the means if everybody lives happily ever after. If you need a bit of help from a few heavies, well, people do stuff for their mates. And they get paid in kind with power and privilege. But then, what price? Equity and justice and world peace. Lastly, Jesus is tempted by the lure of spiritual power. Worldly rulers, kings, queens, presidents even, may be remembered for tens or for hundreds of years, perhaps. Someone with spiritual power can be remembered for thousands. So seductive if you really want to make your mark. Wanting to carve our place in history, be honoured forever, is about not being forgotten. It's pure pride. We might think back to Ash Wednesday, when we acknowledge we're dust. But being remembered forever is about pretending we are not dust. But Jesus knows that God is not as to command. And he says as much. It's not all about us. A real relationship with God means that we grow in the understanding that we are both limited and loved. Letting God be God to us and for us, we find that we are forgiven and we are free. How does any or all of that help us or apply to our walk with God this Lent? Well, Lent is a time when we try to give more of ourselves and our resources. Traditionally, it's a time of self-emptying, making more room for God. We are encouraged to know ourselves better, to be more honest. What motivates us? Is it power or is it love? Is it about looking good or about being kind? We are asked to watch and pray for the world and for ourselves. And today, through our reading, we see three temptations unmasked. They come disguised, power pretending to have no price tag. They promise that they will be good for us and for the world. They look as if they're appealing to our better nature. But as we have seen, they do no such thing. Can we learn to spot them? Can we learn to challenge them earlier and more effectively? And during Lent and through our private prayer and our groups, and our ponderings, maybe we can share our insights and our experiences with each other, both during it and beyond it, as we give all of that, and indeed ourselves, to God afresh this Lent. Amen.